Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tillman Fertitta decided to pick up Mike D'Antoni's option. It wasn't Daryl Morey. You heard that first right here on In the Loop. You saw it at sportsradio610.com on Friday. Since then, Mike D'Antoni's also talked about his assistant coaches. Three have been fired since the Rockets season ended. That's been Daryl Morey's decision. He told Mark Berman of Fox 26 that. There's all kinds of drama going on. And I got to tell you, just from Tillman Fertitta's perspective, because this is one of those situations, John, where you understand all three perspectives of the drama. A lot of times you pick a side and it's like this is what sticks out as right and this is what sticks out as wrong. But you can understand all three perspectives. From Morey's perspective, he feels like he should be able to hire his own head coach. Mm-hmm. From D'Antoni's perspective, he feels like he should hire his own assistants. They both think they're accomplished in their field for that. And from Fertitta's perspective, he's run a lot of successful businesses. And regardless of how little experience he has in basketball, he's ran his businesses a certain way. And this is the way that he thinks he should do things. And he wants to be more hands-on. It's going to get more and more hands-on as time continues, I can assure you. And there's going to be a debate probably in the next month or so over whether or not Fertitta is running this Rockets organization too much like a restaurant. Because the reality is, a lot of times when owners become successful in one field, that is a business to make money. A lot of these guys that have sports teams, they're just doing it as a hobby. And a lot of times they even lose money doing so because their main goal is to win because they have so much money.
I've never known an owner who didn't want to make money, but a lot of times
there's a lot of NBA owners that lose money.
No, but hold on. I've never known an owner that didn't want to make money, but a lot of times they understand that the money they make is going to be on the back end when they sell the organization.
Okay, there you go.
Like operating the organization, they know that it takes...
Not an annual thing. I'm talking annually. Yeah, I'm just talking annually. These NBA teams lose money a lot.
Annually, yes, absolutely. It's a different story, but they know the value of their... Right. It's an investment. It's real estate, you know, so to speak. I think we've reached the point here with the Rockets. I think it's irreparable. You know, because you're talking about Mike D'Antoni. How many places has he won? How many times has he been to conference finals? And how many times what is his reputation around the NBA? Basically looking him in the eye or not even letting him know and firing his assistant coaches.
That's Morey doing
that. That is a deep cut. You know, I don't think people look at this like, okay, well, they're going to have to replace three assistants. These are people that he has been around and that he's trusted and had been in his inner circle. And he's the head coach of the Houston Rockets, who were within a breath of making another conference finals and perhaps even an NBA finals because they would have been past the Golden State Warriors. And you're saying, sorry, your guys are fired. That is a deep cut that I don't think can be repaired, that relationship, that cut. Same thing with Morey.
Exactly. There's another cut.
Yeah, same thing with Morey. I think, you know,
Fertitta not letting him hire his own coach.
Right. And forcing D'Antoni down his throat, so to speak.
And then Fertitta forcing Morey to get below the luxury tax and then saying it was just a fluke. It just so happened.
Right. And that's another thing. Kind of tying his hands on that. And Daryl Morey was offered a front general manager job last year and got the extension. I wouldn't be surprised if within 2 years he's taking a job somewhere.
Wouldn't be surprised at all. It's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. But I did want to look at this from the other perspective, and it's really the most important perspective because Tillman Fertitta can do whatever the hell he wants. He owns the team,
sure,
and he's the one with the power, depending on how much power he wants. But from his perspective, and I think the interesting thing about this is a lot of times we can't relate to some of these athletes and some of these billionaire owners and these coaches just because it's such a different pay grade. But I think this is a situation from Fertitta's perspective, and I think from even Morey and D'Antoni's perspective, where I think the average Joe and every loophole in every tax bracket can relate to, whether you're a 9-to-5er, whether you're someone out there in a corporation making seven figures. Mm-hmm. Regardless, I think you can relate to this. I know we can even relate to this as well to a certain point. Regardless of how accomplished you are in your field, if your boss changes what you've done before that boss gets there
doesn't matter.
Doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah.
So Daryl Morey, while he can lay out his resume and all the great stuff he's done, it doesn't matter to a new boss like Tillman Fertitta. You have to reprove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when Fertitta purchased this team, the Chris Paul trade had already been made.
Oh, yeah,
so
there's that,
not,
too.
It's not like, that's another issue on itself. So it's not like he saw the Rockets lose to the Spurs without Kawhi Leonard, and then all of a sudden they made the Chris Paul trade, and he can praise him for it. The Chris Paul trade had already been made.
Yeah.
What Daryl Morey's done since Tillman Fertitta purchased the team, just in that small window as a new boss, he inherited the Chris Paul contract, which I know for a fact, and I can tell you this right now, mm-hmm. Tillman Fertitta is openly going about social events, including
mm-hmm.
with the enemy Warriors. There was a dinner with the Warriors or something where he was openly talking about how bad the contract was.
Mm-hmm.
So Tillman Fertitta's openly talking about how bad that is, and he had the failed Carmelo Anthony experiment.
Yeah.
Just in this 2-year window.
And Paul's skills deteriorating.
Exactly.
You know, and the contract looking even worse. Contract. Yeah.
The contract looking even worse. Like, just in the time that Fertitta's owned it.
Not using a mid-level exception.
Well, that was Fertitta's idea because he didn't want to get over that.
Yeah,
he didn't use the mid-level because Fertitta didn't want to spend the money, it mm-hmm. appears. He didn't want to be the luxury tax. But just based on what Morey's done, I mean, he really hasn't done a very good job as a GM since Morey's been here. I mean, since Fertitta's been here, if you really look at it. I mean, and that's great. He got Austin Rivers. He got Kent, big deal. I mean, you're a guy, Tillman Fertitta. You're looking at this Chris Paul deal, and you got to be wondering, what in the hell is this, and why did I commit to this guy who brings in Carmelo Anthony? We basically have to punt on it in the middle of the season. So from Fertitta's perspective, you can at least understand that because everybody in the real world has to deal with proving himself to a new boss.
I understand Fertitta's perspective because he's a rookie. As a franchise, NBA professional franchise owner, he doesn't know things that are done in professional sports that would be ludicrous to do as a restaurant owner, you know, or as a restaurant mogul. You know, I gave the example earlier. You know, he gets spreadsheets. You know, we're spending this much money on butter. You know, well, let's take 5 pats of butter off of the table across the country. Well, that'll save us $6 million. That's not how you do it. That's just an example. But it's not how you do it in the NBA.
Some damn good butter at Sawgrass, though. You better not change that. You better not change that honey butter.
but that's not how you do it in professional sports. So I give him a little bit of a break because he's a rookie owner at this level. But he has to know better. He has to have done his research. I mean, he's the billion-dollar buyer. You know, I mean, he needs to know that's how things are done. And he's hamstringing his head coach and his general manager, who are only the two most important people in your organization.
And that's just the very beginning. Yeah. Again, more of this is going to come out. 5805 says that Tillman's starting out like Drayton, Cuban, and Dan Snyder. I disagree. Mark Cuban lost money the first decade that he had the Mavericks. Like, he was coming in there. He was spending as much money. He was making trades. He was paying what the luxury tax was then. Tillman Fertitta's not paying the luxury tax. Let me just put it this way. If Mark Cuban owned the Rockets last year, they would have never made these salary dump trades. They would have used their mid-level exception, and he wouldn't give a damn about a luxury.
He's right about Drayton, though. Drayton had to be explained some rules in baseball when he was first purchased the Astros, and was perceived accurately until he changed his ways as cheap. So I don't know if Tillman is cheap or just trying to run it as a smart business, and you can't. It's a different world in the NBA.
It's a different world, and you already got your money. Mm-hmm. Astros. We've talked about the Astros. We've talked about the injuries. George Springer, Ledmus Diaz, Jose Altuve beginning his call-up. We've also talked about the Astros needing to bring in an arm because of the struggles of Gerrit Cole and making the rotation a little bit deeper with Colin McHugh failing as a number 3 starter. A name that we've thrown out there, probably the biggest turd in sports, if I had a vote, Trevor Bauer of the Cleveland Indians. He's been struggling. He's actually dropped 4 of his last 5 starts. The other night, Trevor Bauer allowed 4 runs in, I want to say, 5 or 6 innings and got lit up a little bit. But you know how Bauer is after games at the press conference?
Yeah.
This is Trevor Bauer talking about his struggles losing 4 or 5 starts and yet another loss the other night. This is Trevor Bauer.
It's tough. Like, the bottom of your shoes get wet and the dirt sticks to them. And so even if the mound's, like, not terrible or whatever, it's like you still have mud caked on your shoes. And so that one inning was tough. But other than that, it was fun. Yeah, that game very easily could have looked like 7 innings and 1 run. with high strikeouts and low walks. And I think if it looked like that, then we're having a different conversation.
Is there frustration among the team not being able to execute as well as you guys would like as a team? And if so, how do you
do that? I don't know. I can speak for myself and how I feel about my performance. The team's frustrated with losing. Obviously, we all want to win. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess that's the best way I can answer that question.
You get dirt on the bottom of your spikes?
Everybody does. There's baseball spikes. What was he even trying?
No idea.
Was he just trying to be like clever, coy, or something?
I don't know, man. That guy's something else. If he comes here, it'll be good for us. But I just don't know.
I want to hear the conversation with him and Bregman.
I don't think I can root for him.
You would.
I'm already sacrificing my integrity having to pull for Chris Paul. I can't pull for Trevor Bauer. My integrity, my sports integrity is already, it's full. It's already been sacrificed enough having to root for Chris Paul. I'm not doing it anymore. Maybe I can just punt on Chris Paul and then I'll have a little room to root for Trevor Bauer, but I just can't do it. I've already done it once.
Well, you wouldn't be the first to bail on Chris Paul.
Yeah. Too bad the Rockets can't, because I think if they could, Tillman Fertitta would be willing to do so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.